Hello everyone, and welcome back to the 5 Minute Social Worker, where we peel back the layers of social work with a pinch of wit and a lot of practical wisdom. I'm Matt, your guide through the maze that is social work. I was thinking back to my university days, about 20 years ago now when I first qualified as a social worker, and about theories, the ones you sometimes forget you're using as they become second nature in your daily practice. So, I thought I'd go back over some old theories in the next few episodes to refresh my memory and work out which ones have just been modernised or had their name changed to something different. Today, I'm going to stitch together the complexities of systems theory. Think of it as a Great British Bake Off, but instead of cookies and Victoria sponges, we're mixing up social environments and human behaviours. Systems theory sounds a bit like something dreamed up by a group of philosophers stuck in a lift, but in reality, it's all about understanding how individuals interact with their environments, kind of like knowing who to nod to when you're squeezing through the crowd at a gig or a packed football match. So, what's this theory all about? Imagine you're at a bustling tea shop. You're not just a customer sipping your Earl Grey. No, you're a part of a network, interacting with the person serving you, the other customers, and even the chap who's taking forever to choose his pastry. Systems theory tells us that you can't understand the whole tea shop experience by just focusing on your brew. It's everything from the clink of spoons to the buzz of the crowd to who's walking past the window. And in social work, it's like looking at a map of the London Underground. We're not just looking at one stop, say Baker Street. We're seeing how it's connected to everything else, how changes in one line can affect the flow in another. It's understanding how changes in a family, a school, or a community ripple across the whole network. So, let's break it down a little bit more. Say you're working with a teenager who's struggling at school. It's not enough to just focus on their homework habits. What about the relationships at home? Any financial stresses in the family? What's the school environment like? It's all interconnected, like a spider web covered in morning dew, each strand reflecting another aspect of their life. And here's where it gets fun, because who doesn't love a bit of chaos in theory? Systems theory isn't about finding a straightforward solution. It's more like playing a game of Twister, left hand on red, say that's the family, right foot on blue, let's say the school, and suddenly you're doing a balancing act, trying not to topple over while reaching for green, community resources. But why does any of this matter? Because by understanding these connections, you can spot where the stresses and strains are. Maybe our fictional family's tube line is experiencing delays, metaphorically speaking, and it's causing havoc in other parts of their lives. By stepping back and seeing the whole network, you can better navigate the map and maybe even reroute some trains to make the journey smoother for everyone involved. So, as we wrap up today's chat, remember, systems theory might seem complex, but it's really about seeing the bigger picture. It's about understanding all the connections that make up our social fabric, much like a well-knitted jumper, keeping us warm and connected. So, thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to share your thoughts on my Instagram page, or should I say, add your thread to the social tapestry. Till next time, keep your channels open, your systems checked, and your tea piping hot. Cheers to making sense of the chaos and making the world a tad better, one connection at a time. Have a fantastic week, and remember, every interaction is an opportunity to weave a stronger net. Take care till next time.